Day 3. Have you ever been camping without food or water? Can you imagine feeling so hungry that you would be tempted to eat the stones, the dirt, and even the barks of the trees? Ugh, doesn't sound nice, does it? Today's story is when Jesus was camping in the wilderness and he is tempted by the devil. You can find the story in your Bibles in Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11, and also in Luke 4, verse 1 to 13. Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Jesus wiped the sweat of his brow with a long, dirty sleeve of his tunic. He leaned against the hard rock and closed his eyes. He was faint, thirsty, tired, sore all over, and very lonely. The sun burnt his skin and face. Sore red blisters had already broken around his lips, making him cringe in pain each time sweat dripped on them. His stomach growled. Everything around him was unpleasant. Wild, hungry vultures flew in circles above, waiting for Jesus to die so they could eat his flesh. "God, help me through this," he whispered. He licked his dry, sore lips and winced. Ouch. Suddenly, he felt a strange presence come behind him. Jesus' skin prickled, his eyes flung open, and he turned around. One look and he knew he was with the enemy. Jesus staggered slightly but caught himself on the rock. He sent a quick prayer for God to help him. A sardonic laughter echoed around him. "Look at you, pale, lonely, weak. Aren't you the Son of God?" Jesus stared at him sadly and walked away. He moved slowly as his bare, bleeding feet made their way towards the flatter part of the desert. Another laughter followed. Like a flash of lightning, the evil one blocked Jesus' path. "You haven't eaten in a long time," the devil grinned. "Look at these stones. Don't they look delicious?" Jesus looked away. Yes, he was hungry. Starving, actually. Famished. The devil closed every space around Jesus and moved up to his face. His icy, cruel eyes glowered. "If you are the Son of God, why don't you make these stones into bread? Just think. Hot, freshly made bread. Take a bite. Enjoy." Jesus' eyes widened. "Bread? Freshly made bread? Straight out of the oven? Soft? Hot? Scrumptious?" His empty stomach twisted with hunger. "Go on," the sinister voice whispered in his ear. Jesus jumped back and shook his head. "No! No! Man should not live by bread alone. Man should live by God's word. God's word will strengthen him." A violent, rotating column of wind lifted from the ground to the sky. The sky darkened and black storm clouds gathered. The devil's eyes narrowed and with a vile screech and scream, he shook the earth and disappeared. Jesus knelt on the ground. He prayed and cried for strength. God had won the battle so far. In his mind, Jesus kept hearing the words his father said when he had been baptized.
"This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
These words made Jesus feel strong. Do you know what happened next? Did you know that the devil kept tempting and bothering Jesus a few more times? Let's look in our Bibles. Go to Matthew 4, 5 to 11. "Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.' Jesus answered him, 'It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.' Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. 'All this I will give you,' he said, 'if you will bow down and worship me.' Jesus said to him, 'Away from me, Satan, For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended to him. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you were strong and didn't fall into the enemy's lies. Please help me be strong like you. Please help me not believe lies I hear in my mind or when friends hurt me. And please help me not make up lies. Thank you that I am your child and that you take care of me always. Amen.